What's up, you bunch of jabronis?
Hello. I thought I was the jabroni.
Can I intro my show?
I thought you were saying what's up to me.
Okay.
Hello.
Let's try that again.
Blake, I'm about to give the intro. Don't you dare talk about anything. Hey, what's up, you jabronis, you turkeys, you no good, good for nothing friends of mine. How we doing? My name is Tyler Wolf, and this is the Wolfpack Podcast. That's Wolf with the Knee. Do I need to do the intro again?
Sound effects.
You come on my... This is fun already. I'm here with this week's guest, Pastor Blake. How you doing, Blake?
Great. Doing great.
Man, oh man, it's good to be sitting across from you right now. Did I tell you that I went to Shaquille O'Neal's restaurant?
Yeah, when you were in Vegas.
Yeah. It's called Big Chicken.
Was it good?
It's very good.
Was he there?
Nah.
Anyone famous there?
No, I went through the drive-thru.
Oh, what? Wait, is it like a fast food place?
Yeah, fast food.
Shaq is a great celebrity.
Yeah, he's
great. He's so kind. He is so generous. He's someone I'm like, dang, that's a cool dude.
Yeah.
He's funny, too.
Mm-hmm. How many years did he play for the Orlando Magic? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head. I could guess.
How many?
I'd guess like three.
Was that his rookie year?
We're the producers that can fact check things for us.
Yeah, look that up, Jamie. I'm the Joe Rogan of Lake Country. I didn't say that. A lot of other people say that. A lot of other people are saying that.
What are they saying? I didn't hear that.
No one says I'm the Joe Rogan of Lake Country. Yeah, to see if Shaquille O'Neal played his rookie year at Magic.
Well, he did play his rookie year at Magic. He got drafted to Magic. He played there for four seasons. I was close.
Four seasons and then went straight to the Lakers?
Went to the Lakers. Who did he play for after the Lakers? This is a fun game.
I thought he retired with the Lakers.
Oh, no, man.
Really?
Yeah. He won a ring.
Obviously he went to the Houston.
I'm pretty sure he won a ring with another team.
Did he really? Yeah, because...
now I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, because doesn't he have more rings than Kobe? Right, like he won the ring race against Kobe, but on another team. I feel like maybe I saw a movie about that. I think it was called Shazam, where he was like a genie. Are you finding out?
He won four.
Four rings?
Yeah.
Three with the Lakers?
Yes. Who is his fourth one with?
The Houston Rockets.
No. Seattle. I like the confidence you had right there.
It was up in Seattle.
Nope.
The Supersonics.
They don't... When did they get rid of their team?
I think after Shaq won a ring with them for the city.
That's it.
I think when Shaq won his ring, it was over with...
I'm going to give you a name of a player that was with them. Dwayne Wade.
I don't know, the Heat?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, good job.
Well, yeah, somewhere up in my head, Dwayne Wade was associated with the Heat. Obviously, you know, I'm not a basketball guy.
I've been playing
a lot of basketball. Now, I'd love to ask you a fatherhood question.
Ooh.
Ben, my son's very much into sport, my oldest son.
Yeah.
Micah, very much into sports. And I actually don't want him to hear this episode. So, Micah, if you're listening... Tyler, if you're listening to this with Micah in the car, turn it off. He's very competitive.
Okay.
And I kind of romanced the idea of never letting him win. And so that when one day comes that he wins at something against me, that he actually really feels like he earned it.
Right, right.
And then I got to listening to Bo Nickel talk about growing up with his dad, and his dad was his wrestling coach and all these different things. And he's kind of found that in the name of an activity needing to be fun in order for it to be truly sustainable for a kid, you should set them up to win 80% of the time. Like 20% of the time.
80%?
That's just what he said. He said it'll make it so funny. He goes, give them the real tough matches, the real tough games 20% of the time. And so Micah's now, and I pulled the trigger on it. Micah now has beat me in basketball.
Sure.
Because I mean, I could.
You're not good.
I'm not good, but I could stuff every one of his shots.
Yeah.
You know, just because of my size.
What do you think about that? Let him win.
I don't like it. Yeah. Gut reaction.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, my life.
Yeah.
I lost a lot. Like, against my dad, he didn't really ever take it easy in certain things. I remember crying in first grade because my dad beat me in a Madden game. We played Madden, and I was so upset I started crying. Yeah. I was a crybaby. But I even go into... I played on not good sports teams growing up. We played at the Y. My dad was a coach. We got just shellacked every game, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
And then I played baseball in different places, and terrible teams. We would maybe win one game a year. And I think a lot of my competitive nature and different drive and ways I go about life was built in losing a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And having to figure it out or to overcome or to get through it.
Yeah.
That's me personally. Now, I think there's different kinds of kids and different ways to go about competition. So it's probably more kid dependent than anything.
Yeah.
I don't like it. 80% seems like a lot.
That's just what Bo Nichols said. And so
I played soccer with my 5-year-old nephew.
Yeah.
When we were home for Thanksgiving up at our church. And it was just dribbling a soccer ball around and then kicking against the wall.
Yeah.
And I let him score 2, and then he started talking smack. I was like, all right.
So, no, I'll do that. Like, if Micah starts getting cocky and whatever, then I'll turn it up, you know? I guess I just want him to love it.
I could very much be like you, where I also am like, I'm not going to let him win things.
Yeah.
But that could so easily change, right?
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if maybe what's right for us is I have this season where he's 7. I mean, he just has no prayer of beating me in a game of basketball or a wrestling match or a fight or anything.
Yeah.
Where I'm letting him win. We're having fun. I let some games get close and then give him the game-winning shot. I love it. I could see maybe once he has a prayer, me no longer letting him.
Sure.
So maybe once he's 12, you know what I mean, or 13, and like has a great shot, has the muscle to shoot from the 3-point line, whatever.
That's probably fine. I watched WWE growing up. This is going to relate, I promise.
Oh, bro. And I got a WWE story. Keep going.
And because I watched WWE, and because my people in my life let me do the moves on them and acted like it was really good.
Yeah.
I challenged a bully at school to a fight. Who was in third grade and I was in kindergarten. And I tried my WWE move on him, and he just shook me off and then choked me. And we both went to the principal's office. I had to go home that day. I lost that fight. Because older people had let me win.
Sure.
So I'm saying, are we creating...
That's my thing
these
is...
little monsters that are going to talk smack to people and then get smoked.
Yeah, well, what I tried for a minute was to set a handicap where I said, well, Micah, what if... Why don't we play?
I like that.
We play to 12 and you start with 6. He does not want that. Or what if I tied one hand?
Yeah, it's never fair. I mean, you're still going to win. You could give him so many points. He's never going to win.
Yeah, okay. But if I gave him a 6-point lead and I didn't do things like absolutely stuff the ball every time he goes to shoot it.
These are the rules that you make with the person you want to play with that you beat every time. Like I did this with my neighbor.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to play wiffle ball with you one-on-one, but I'll give you 10 runs to start the game. I just want to play. And I would still beat them.
Yeah.
I was just trying to convince them to play the game.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. What if you gave him challenges instead?
Yeah, we're there. We can do that. He, you know what? He could even probably beat me at like pig or something like that.
Yeah.
We still have a rule where if you lose at pig or horse, you have to walk around the house making the sound of the animal. So I have this video of him strutting around the house going, oink, 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 oink.
Yeah, that's funny.
My dilemma is I feel like maybe I'm manipulating the situation by letting him win.
Sure.
Because maybe there's some weird, deep-rooted fear of rejection going on where I go, well, maybe if I keep him winning, he won't reject me. You know?
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
I'm trying to weed that stuff out.
Right. I don't think that's true for you.
But I'll tell you what, dude. Especially over spring break, we'll go out and shoot hoops when it's dark out, night ball. will turn on one of my floodlights from like my tools. It's the absolute best.
That's some Michael Jordan Space Jam stuff. Opening scene.
It's like that, dude.
Just not, grinding
not
away.
Not the dunk. Not, but I'm saying not the dunk. Just out there
you can
shooting
dunk,
hoops. I can dunk on our hoop. Yo, and I do. I do. And I go, get out of my house, dude. I am so nostalgic for our night basketball sessions. It's the best, man.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Rex just got like a little toy set of like
who's
the
Rex?
Little. That's my son.
Oh, he's
great. One on the 12th, so he's about to turn one.
Nice.
And
he could be a basketball.
He could. Yeah, he's bowling pin most of the time. Bowling ball most of the time. Just breaks
Rex things. Is awesome, dude.
He just got these little like toy balls, and he's just now learning to throw them. Mm. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Does Micah plays rec sports though, right?
Yeah.
Does he get mad when he loses in those games?
He gets slightly emotional. Like I can tell, I can read him like a book. Like I can tell little things. Like
yeah.
He does this one little thing with his tongue. Like I can tell. I go, oh, you're feeling some stuff right now, you know?
Go ahead and show the listeners what he does.
Yeah. He'll overcompensate with positivity sometimes.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
It's okay because we learned, and it's okay because I still had fun. You know what I mean? Like really trying to talk himself into being fine, you know?
We had fun, right, Dad?
But
Dad, we had fun.
But for the most part, he never melts down at a loss.
That's good.
No, but he'll get upset. He'll shut down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and we're really trying to work with him about if you feel something, say something. You gotta process. You can't let stuff sit too much. You gotta work it out, you know. But yeah, played baseball, played basketball. I've seen jujitsu every minute in between those sports. He's doing jujitsu.
Man, jujitsu would seem like a much more emotional one because with baseball, I was like, yeah, our team sucks.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd be like, I sucked too, but we had a team.
Sure.
Basketball, there's a team. It's not just me.
Yeah.
One-on-one, if I'm losing, I feel like that happens a lot more.
Well, I'm also his jiu-jitsu coach. So back to the 80%, I will set him up 80% of the time with it's either even where it's a 50-50 shot between him and the other kid or a good chance he's going to win.
Sure.
But I make sure that it's probably more like 70-30
right.
that he has some tough matches against bigger kids, you know?
Yeah.
But Mike is at the point where he can beat a older, bigger kid in a fight using technique, but he can't beat an older, bigger kid with technique.
Right.
You know? Yeah, he's pretty good.
There are people out there, and this is what I mean for Temperament of Kids, that don't care if they win. They just want to do the thing and have fun.
Yeah, that's not Micah.
Was that you?
I never played sports.
But I mean, you've done competitions.
A little bit of baseball. No, because endurance sports, I wanted to beat my PR.
But you didn't want to beat other people.
No. A little bit. Like if I was there with somebody.
But I'm saying like the few races I've done,
there'll
be people I see and I'll be like, I want to pass you. I want to beat you. I have to beat you.
Yeah.
And then I'll get really sad if they beat me.
Yeah, that's not me. That's not me. I'm competitive in my own way, but I'm not. You're very classically competitive. I'm probably not.
Some would say an unhealthy.
Maybe.
Competitive.
But you've grown a lot.
And Micah will too, right?
Yeah, he will. He will.
Be great.
Yeah, he's a good boy. Well, we've been talking for 14 minutes already about sports.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard.
Do you know Dwight Howard has more than 50 snakes?
Really?
He's a snake guy.
Wow, that would be Calvin's favorite basketball player.
Really? Calvin likes snakes?
He loves snakes.
Yeah. Oh, I hate snakes.
Me too. The Wolfpack Podcast is a show where we have something smart to say. Somebody probably already said it better. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's a resource curation show. So as we wrap up today's episode.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
What is something, one thing that you have consumed that you recommend other people consume? And I got one as well.
One thing I've consumed. You go first.
Okay. We consumed this together today. It was...
Pancakes?
We had pancakes today. And on the pancakes... I put
chocolate chips.
The
oh,
good and
yeah.
No, favorite day brand, which I believe is a Target brand, s'mores spread. So it was chocolate and marshmallow spread with graham cracker swirl.
Yeah.
Graham cracker crumbles, if you will, all up in it.
I put it in my coffee.
Wow. Was that stuff good, bro?
It was good.
A little jar of s'more spread.
Yeah, it was a good call.
Wow, because s'mores stress me out.
It was a very good call. Something recently that I've had was this, I don't think this is new or anything, but Olivia made us a nice Easter lunch. And one of my favorite things, vegetable wise, is when you put a ton of brown sugar on green beans.
Ooh.
And it is so good. We grew up with it in our house.
Yeah.
And, one time we invited my grandmother over,
yeah,
who is very blunt and frank and will say whatever she wants. And we quote this now. She said, "Who sweetened the beans?" So we sometimes will say that.
I love it. Sorry, my phone's ringing right now.
That's okay. One resource that I'd like to partake in one day is Cart Corral. I've never gotten an invite to your
band. My band?
Yeah, your band.
That's a two-piece.
I just wanted to bring this up in front of everybody.
It's a two-piece. I'm in another band now called Earth Rider.
You're in so many bands and none of them have
I have a band, original songs written by myself and Taylor Whitney called Cart Corral. I'm in a cover band with my brother-in-law, Daniel Brinkman, regularly featuring my other brother-in-law, Matthew Brinkman, called Brother Outlaw.
That's pretty cool.
And then I'm in a new cover band called Earth Rider.
Yeah, not as cool, but Brother Outlaw sounds cool.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
Tyler.
Coming on the Wolfpack Podcast. Blake, I love you.
Woo!
Redo
it. Restart the whole thing.
I love you. I cherish our friendship.
I love you too.
You're the man.
This is fun.
Anything else?
Nah.